Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
I mean, the patient advocates, the civil rights leaders, the abortion providers, and doctors from all sorts of specialties and everyday citizens really came together.
Kelly Copeland of Pro-Choice Ohio credits grassroots organizing in Tuesday's special election for the first of two victories needed to ensure Ohioans win a constitutional amendment to guarantee access to abortion. The proposal, known as Issue 1, would have raised the threshold for passing future constitutional changes from a simple majority to 60%. Reproductive rights groups had criticized the timing of the election when many voters are away on vacation, but polling places reported unprecedented voter turnout. Thousands of Los Angeles City employees walked off the job Tuesday for a 24-hour strike, alleging unfair labor practices. Simboa Wright with SIEU Local 721 says staff shortages are forcing workers to take on too much overtime.
I mean, we need help out here. We need the city to hire more people so we won't have to, work so much. We want to see our families.
Wright says union members, including sanitation workers, lifeguards, and traffic officers, voted to authorize the walkout because the city has failed to bargain in good faith or treat them with respect. The Supreme Court has voted to reinstate a regulation aimed at reining in so-called ghost guns or firearms without serial numbers. The vote puts on hold a ruling from a federal judge in Texas that invalidated the Biden administration's regulation of ghost gun kits. NYPD Inspector Courtney Nyland tells CNN the weapons are easily purchased online.
Right now, you could purchase either a gun kit or enough parts to build a fully functional Glock-style or SIG-style handgun for about $400.
Meanwhile, a federal judge has blocked Colorado from enforcing a new law raising the age to purchase a gun from 18 to 21. The White House held its first ever cybersecurity summit Tuesday on the ransomware attacks plaguing U.S. schools. Criminal hackers have released sensitive student data, including medical records, online. Secretary of Education Miguel Cardona says school districts will receive more funds and training for their cyber defenses.
We need to be taking these cyber attacks on school as seriously as we do the physical attacks on critical infrastructure.
Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey has declared a state of emergency as newly arrived migrants overwhelm the state's shelter system.
They're here because Massachusetts has and will always be a beacon of hope, compassion, humanity, and opportunity.
Healey is asking the federal government for more funding to house the 20,000 migrants as well as work permits. Massachusetts is the only state in the country with a right to shelter law, which guarantees homeless families access to emergency shelter. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.